blessing. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who has made heaven and earth, who keepeth truth forever, and who never forsaketh the works of his own hands. Amen. Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you. From God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, in communion with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Congregation, let us sing from Psalter 192, stanzas 1 through 4. O gracious God, forsake me not when I am old and gray, that unto those that follow me, I may thy might display. 1 through 4 of Psalter 192. Scripture reading for this afternoon hour can be found in the Gospel according to Luke, the 13th chapter, the first 17 verses. Luke 13, verses 1 through 17. But first we will make confession with the 12 articles of our Catholic undoubted Christian faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead and buried, He descended into hell. The third day He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence He shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe in Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Luke 13. There were present at that season some that told him of the Galileans, whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. Jesus answering said unto them, Suppose ye that these Galileans were sinners above all the Galileans, because they suffered such things? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Or those 18 upon whom the tower in Siloam fell and slew them, think ye that they were sinners above all men that dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you, nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He spake also this parable: A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come as seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. And he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. When Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to work. In them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. The Lord then answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, Doth not each one of you on the Sabbath loose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? And ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan hath bound, lo, these 18 years, be loosed from this bond on the Sabbath day? When he had said these things, all his adversaries were ashamed, and all the people rejoiced for all the glorious things that were done by him. So far, the reading of God's holy word. Let us try to pray and ask for the blessing and help of the Lord. Lord of heaven and of earth, we have read together of her and that was bound for those 18 long years. And then came such a blessed Sabbath day in her life, and wherein thou didst appear, and wherein thou didst loosen her from her bonds. Oh, that thou would look on us also, each one of us, this day. It is thy holy day, Lord, and it is the last Sabbath day of this year. One more time, and then thy word is to go forth in the midst of us as a congregation. And oh, that it may be for the loosening of this one or of that one in our midst, to loosen from the bonds of death, from the chains wherewith Satan does bind with that spiritual death. And oh, that thou would speak and that thou may deliver, that there may be life from the dead. Oh, that it may be the deliverance of thy people for this one or that one which may be bound up for so many years and that cannot break forth and that does not see the way and that has no strength in himself. Lord, that thou may open the way for the afflicted and the poor, that I would open the way for those who cannot bring forth anything from their own side, that I may show the strength of thee, that I may show the office of a mediator, that I may show that thou art that surety who stands for those who have sinned in the judgment with their judge. Oh, that thou would show something of thyself, that thou may become altogether lovely in the eyes of the afflicted and the poor, and the blind and the lame, when thine anointing to preach the gospel to the poor and to release those that are bound, when that may become evident and manifest in the midst of us as a congregation. Lord, we are unworthy of the least of all thy blessings. Oh, who can say to thee, what doest thou, when thou wouldst cast us away forever, though we have come our whole life long to thy house, but we have no desire in truth in our hearts. Lord, then we need to be born again. And thou art so just to deal with us in thy wrath and in thy hot displeasure. But oh, could it please thee to look upon us through thy dear Son and to grant us mercy amidst well-deserved wrath, and that thou may show to us the way of free and sovereign grace that thou hast purchased for that great, great price, that thou hast given thyself even unto the death of the cross for that same purpose,
to reconcile a church unto the Father once again. Oh, may thou open it, Lord, in the life of those for whom it is so closed. And wilt thou give the light of thy Spirit in the prison house and in the darkness, and that people may be given to rejoice, who did wallow in sorrow because of iniquity and sin. And Lord, wilt thou look on us if we are deceivers of ourselves? Our heart is deceitful, and we would take of all the blessings, but oh, we want not to take that which belongeth unto us. Oh, that thou would show to us our death state by nature, that the reality of our misery may be bound upon our hearts, and that we could not live without God anymore, that it may be bound upon us in this last day of this year, even before thy great judgment will come in our life, that it may be bound upon our hearts, that there is so little time left, that our days are as a shadow, as an handbreadth, that we might learn to flee for the sake of our life. Look upon the children and the young people. Oh, give them hearts to fear thy name. Show them the frailty, the vanity of this life. Oh, give that their treasure may be above, where thou dost sit on the right hand of thy Father. And that they may lose the desire, the natural desire of our hearts by nature, for all the things of this world, to end in them and to relish them. Oh, that it may be all as thrown upon the dunghill, and that they may be given in the days of their youth to value the precious substance that shall never be taken away from them. Wilt thou look upon the whole congregation, all the afflicted and the sick ones, and those that are not able to gather with us in this day? Wilt thou be with them in their own places to give a blessing in their own place? And wilt thou look upon us also as a consistory? Thou hast given what was necessary to do all the labors of our hands together in the year that is gone by. Oh, may thou bless that which we have tried to perform, and may thou forgive also the sin of the office, and may thou remember us in the future. Wilt thou look upon all thy servants and those that are upon the mission fields and that labor in thy kingdom over the length and breadth of this whole world? Oh, wilt thou bless the labors of those that go forth truly in thy own name? Could it please thee to call forth men yet who are truly converted and truly called forth by thee, thrust out to do a labor that is impossible for their own shoulders, but which thou dost certainly help? Oh, may thou give that those may go forth who may be uprightly chosen by thee, and not that make ourselves into a servant. Lord, keep us then from ourselves, and bless the labors of our hands. Remember all those that labor in the schools, in our own school and in all the denominational schools. May thou give rest unto the staff members in these weeks, that they may be refreshed and able to go forth again at the appointed time. And may it be for a blessing for time and for eternity for our children. And Lord, wilt thou look upon us, even as a congregation still in this service? Oh, we are called to bring thy word once more this day. Oh, we beseech thee, wilt thou help us, Lord? Wilt thou take away all that is of man? And wilt thou plant thy word in our heart, in our mouth, the matter within? Oh, may it be a true love and a true godly zeal, that as a dying creature we may preach to dying men, and that it may be evident that thou thyself dost bring thy word from heart to heart in our midst. Wilt thou keep us from ourselves in the preaching and in the listening, and wilt thou thyself be among us as one that doth serve, forgive all that is sinful. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. While your offering is being received, we'll sing from Psalter 244, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5. Lord, thou hast been Lord through all the generations of the children of our race. In our fears and tribulations, thou hast been our dwelling place. Ere the vast and wide creation by thy word was caused to be, or the mountains held their station, thou art God eternally. We announced that the extra collection at the last song is for the building fund, and that tomorrow there will be one collection, the Lord willing, for the mission. Psalter 244, stanzas 1, 2, 4, and 5.
Congregation, it is the last day of the year 2006. Never again will we return to that time that now lays behind us, the year that has so quickly gone by. It is a very solemn thought that is forever past, that is now for us a memory, the last day of the old year, that is a day of reflection on that which is behind, also a day wherein we look forward to the future, what is before us. That is, that we have much to consider concerning the goodness of the Lord that He has extended unto us in the land of the living. But for ourselves, also what we have done with all that the Lord has bestowed on us in the year that has gone by. So what is our behavior under all of these blessings? What have we profited from the blessings of the Lord? But what has also the Lord profited from the blessings that He has given unto us? And that, with the Lord's help, we wish to consider together in this afternoon for one more time in this year out of the Word of the Lord, which you can find in Luke 13 and thereof the sixth verse. Luke 13, the sixth verse. He spake also this parable: a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. So far the words of our text. Fruit sought upon the fig tree. First, the rightful expectation upon this fig tree. Second, the great disappointment in this fig tree. And third, the sentence pronounced against this fig tree. Fruit sought upon the fig tree. First, the rightful expectation upon this fig tree. Second, the great disappointment in this fig tree. And third, the sentence pronounced against this fig tree. He came and sought fruit thereon. Who is speaking? That is the Lord Jesus. He is speaking a parable, and actually it is the application of that which has gone before when He has spoken about the Tower of Siloam. Then the Lord Jesus is pointing out that we as creatures that have been spared are no better in ourselves than those who have been taken away. Those who have died in fatal disasters, those who have had accidents, that our sparing is not due to anything that lies within us. It is a wonder then that you and I are still alive. And He came and sought fruit thereon. Thus the Lord Jesus, He speaks about this fig tree. So we see a man, boys and girls, He is coming and He is searching, He is looking at this fig tree. We don't have fig trees in our area, But maybe that you have done the same, that you have gone to this or that place. You have maybe looked for some kind of fruit, some kind of a berry upon a bush. Well, we know that that is not always to be found, and there are seasons wherein this fruit is to be found, and there are other seasons wherein this fruit is not to be found. And so maybe you have also been disappointed in that you have not been able to find any fruit. And yet this situation that is a little bit different. And why is this a little bit different? It is because this is here a very special tree. And this is also a very special man. And why is this such a special tree? Well, this tree is not just an ordinary tree. Is that so special in itself? No. But that tree is special because of the circumstances in which this tree is. That is not just a tree that is growing out in the wild. No, but this is a special tree because it is a planted tree. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, thus with a very special purpose. This man has had this very tree planted in his land, in his vineyard. So that man, he has done this with a certain intention in his mind. He has planted this tree in a very special place. He has not just taken any place out in the wild, no, but he has planted it in a very special place. And where was that place? That place was his own vineyard. And that vineyard was a very special place because it is a vineyard that is protected. That is, that there were certain walls or some kind of a guard around that vineyard, a fence or whatever that it may be. That this tree may be protected from the wild animals and from anyone that would do any harm onto this tree. Thus we say a tree, no, not special in itself, but a tree special because of its circumstances. Because it was especially planted. A tree because it was planted in a vineyard. But also that tree had a certain person that was assigned to it. That was the vine dresser. And that vine dresser was specifically assigned to take care of the trees that were planted in that vineyard. He received a wage. He was paid to take care of this tree. And he came and sought fruit thereon. Who was that? That was not just an ordinary man. No, that was also a very special man that was actually the owner of this vineyard. Thus, it was the man that had a very special plan. And that was the man that has owned this land, that had this tree planted, and that man that was paying this vine dresser to take care of that tree. And thus, that man, that owner of the vineyard, he has also a certain expectation from that tree. For that reason, he is coming again every year, and he is looking to see if there is any fruit coming on this fig tree.
Had he not a right to expect those fruits? As the owner of this vineyard, as he that is expending so much labor for the care just of this tree of this vineyard.
But the Lord Jesus, he is telling a parable. He tells not this parable that he may speak about a fig tree, no, but he has as a much deeper meaning. And then in the first place, we do not doubt that the Lord Jesus applies this parable unto the Jewish nation, because that was also a special people in themselves, no. But the Jews were a special people because of their circumstances. These congregation were a planted people. There are people that were chosen out of all the nations of the world. They were a people that for whom the Lord had a very special purpose. And the Lord has called this people out of Egypt. The Lord has led this people through the wilderness. The Lord has given them the land of Canaan. He has planted that people within this promised land. The Lord has driven out from before the Jews all of the enemies that could do them any harm. The Lord has planted them in his own vineyard. The Lord has put a wall, he has put a fence about his own people. The Lord has given them a law, a rule by which they may be kept as they are walking through this life. And the Lord has appointed unto this nation, unto this people, men. And that may take care of them, men that may do labors within that vineyard, men who were the judges of the land. They were the prophets of the Lord. The Lord has given them teachers. And then the Lord also has a right. The Lord has a right to expect something from this, his own people, upon whom he is extending so many labors. And he came and sought fruit thereon. And then congregation, that is applicable not only to the Jews, but the Lord has his church. From the beginning of the world, even unto this very day. And we say it is the end of the year. And in the end of the year, then it behooves us to look back. But in the end of the year, then it behooves us also to look forward, because it is a time where we see an end comes to a period of time in this world. And so an end that is coming also to the life of each and every one of us. Thus, when we consider and reflect upon the past, then we also must consider and look unto the future. And when we look at all of these things, then we can see so clearly that time is also coming for you and for me. That vine dresser, he is coming to seek fruits upon the labors of his own hands. Just as the harvest in that vineyard, he came and sought fruit thereon. No, that will not be for us alone, that will be for the whole world. The congregation for us, that will be in a very special way. Why? Because we are also a special
special people. In ourselves, no. But special because of the circumstances that the Lord has, that it has pleased the Lord to place you and I in this life. Then we are not just as the world, no. How are we different? Well, we are planted. And where are we planted? We are planted within that vineyard of the Lord. We are planted within the outward administration of the Word of God. And we are given very special privileges. We are given special protection. We are given a wall and a fence about us, young people and children, that not everyone, that your neighbors even in this world do not have. When you may be taught that law of God, when you may be taught to flee from the ways of sin, the Lord has appointed men that may labor within this vineyard. The Lord has brought us here. The Lord has given to you a consistory that labors may be performed not only for the body, but especially for the soul. That instruction may be given. That discipline may be meted out within the church. That we may preach to you, that we may plead with you. But now that vineyard, this vineyard that has an owner, and that owner of this vineyard, he is also coming to seek the fruits upon the labors within this vineyard. He is coming, even as this day is the last day of the year. So he is coming in the last day of our life, in the last day of this world. And then we are accountable for more than all the world, because the Lord has given all the world food and drink, clothing and shelter, many not even. The congregation, the Lord has not given all the world what you and I may receive. That is, that we are accountable also for every word, for every sermon that has been spoken in your midst, for every time that your father, that your mother, boys and girls, at the table in the evening, when they may read out of the Word of God, and when any labor, when any word is spoken concerning the need of your soul, then for that word we will soon have to give an account. And he came and sought fruit thereon. Oh, how little do we think upon our accountability. The Lord gives that in regeneration. Yes, then we will consider it. But congregation, the Lord also gives means. And the end of the year, that is a means every year again that the Lord is giving, that we may consider what our end shall be, that we may ask, how will it be with us? When tonight will not only be the end of 2006, but when tonight will be the end of your life and the end of my life, how will it be with us?
when the Lord would appear in this night upon the clouds of heaven, and when he would begin to gather as that harvest, and when he will begin to search every heart and every life for fruit. What do we see in our second thought? Great disappointment in this fig tree. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. What were those fruits that the Lord looked for amongst that Jewish people? Well, the Lord looked, congregation, for the fruit of repentance. Therefore, the Lord had sent a forerunner before him. Therefore, the Lord had sent John the Baptist, that he may prepare the way before him. And he came preaching the baptism of repentance unto the remission of sins. Therefore, the Lord required of that people a true sorrow, a true grief because of sin. Therefore, the Lord required a sincere turning away from him, from sin unto him. And when he came and sought fruit thereon, he found none. It was the opposite. Then he found hardness of heart. What did the Lord require of the Jews? He required an upright confession. Confession of guilt and acknowledgement that the Lord was righteous to punish them. But he only found the Jews upholding themselves in their own integrity, in their own righteousness. What did the Lord require? He required an unfeigned humility, a bowing in the dust because of guilt and of sin. What did he find? He found a people that were remaining in their pride, that self-righteous pride. I thank thee, Lord, that I am not as other men. What did the Lord require of those Jews? The tender fear of his holy name, that they would acknowledge him as the true God. But what did he find among the Jews? Well, he found among the Jews only a rebellion against him, a rebellion against his only begotten Son, a denial of him. This man casteth out devils by Beelzebub, the prince of the devils. What did the Lord require of those Jews? True faith in him, but they refused even to acknowledge him. They went about to kill the Lord Jesus. And if any man would confess that the Lord Jesus was the Christ, then they would be put out of the synagogue. And he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. No, they were not trees that were without leaves. Voluntary humility, a show of wisdom and will worship. Touch not, taste not, handle not. This, there was no lack among the Jews. They were not trees that did not have the respect and the honor of the masses of the people. They were not revered by men. But they were trees of which the Lord says, no fruit. Congregation, we have not and may not stay with those Jews, no. With those Pharisees, with those scribes. But we are brought now to the last day of the year. And what must the Lord say of you? And what must the Lord say of me? Must the Lord say this same thing? The Lord would come today. When the Lord would come tonight. But I came. And I sought fruit on my vineyard. But I find none. Congregation, have we come in the year that is gone by? Have we come in that place of that publican who did not dare to lift up his eyes to heaven and that could but smite upon his breast and cry out, O God, be merciful to me, the sinner? Or in this past year, is there people who have left Broadway, who have entered through that straight gate, and who have come to walk upon that narrow way? Is there a people, congregation, who once, in this past year, have trembled the word of God? Is there a people who have trembled? Have you shed one tear? One tear in this past year because you have sinned against God? Was there ever once in your heart, this year that is gone by, such an awe that you had to say with Joseph, how shall I do this great wickedness and sin against God? Or is there anyone who has been brought before the face of the Lord, so that you had to, with Job, abhor yourself in dust and in ashes before God? Oh, is there anyone in this past year for whom the dear Son of God has become necessary, has become precious, has become altogether lovely? Or is there anyone that in this past year began to hunger and to thirst after a mediator that you could be reconciled to that triune God? How is it? Each one standing before the face of the omniscient, of the all-knowing God, was there joy in heaven in this past year over one sinner that repented? Or when the Lord comes to seek fruit upon his vineyard, does he have to say, I find none? And he came and he sought fruit thereon and found none. Doesn't say found a little bit. No, none. where there is no faith, there is no fruit. Because whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Then he doesn't say, well, it is imperfect. No, he says, it does not exist. Found none. And so when he has filled you with all the blessings, when he has given you spiritual labors, and also physical blessings. And when the Lord is looking and saying, all that I have done, where is now a people that bless my name for what I have given to them? When they have eaten, and when they were full, and when he has looked, that they should bow their knees and that they should worship him, not just in form, but when he has looked for a broken heart and a contrite spirit. Or must he say, I found none. When he has chastised you, when he has brought you affliction in the year that has gone by, when he has brought you through surgery, when he has caused you to have an accident, and when he has looked that it should humble you, that in your affliction that you should seek him early, what did he find? Then must he say that I purged them and they were not purged. That they do not turn to that hand that is smiting them. Or is it any wonder that we read in the Bible that it repented the Lord that he had made men on the earth? And that it grieved him in his heart. And a certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard and came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Is that true of all men? No. No, by the grace of God. Then it becomes different congregation with his people in a very small and yet in a distinguishable measure. It has become different in the life of his church. So it was said of all mankind by nature, in the deep fall, no fruit, but grace that makes a difference. But now this question that is coming to all of us in this day, in a personal way, in a way of self-examination, thus what must we say of ourselves before the light of the countenance of the Most High God? Is there then no fruit? And congregation, if it remains that way, then what shall be the outcome? That is our third thought. Let us sing first. 137. 1, 2, 4, and 6. The mighty God, Jehovah, speaks and calls the earth from sea to sea, From beauteous Zion, God shines forth. He comes and will not silent be. Devouring flame before him goes, and dark the tempest round him grows. 1, 2, 4, and 6 of Psalter 137. Then said he unto the dresser of his vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Cut it down. That is the righteous sentence of the owner of the vineyard upon the fig tree that brings forth no fruit. Cut it down. That is the decision that lies solely upon the owner of that vineyard. He who has planted the tree, he that has labored on the tree, and he who has the right to cut it down. And who can say to him, What doest thou? Cut it down. What else can be expected of that owner of the vineyard concerning that barren tree within his own vineyard? Then we can only expect that by his judgments that he will cut that tree down, that he will cast it away. Cut it down. Is that now, congregation, the sentence that must be pronounced against you and against me? Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? That is, God, who owes no reason to man, who does not need to give an explanation why that he cuts it down, and yet he gives a reason. Then the Lord says, I will show to you, I am not dealing hardly with my fig tree. I am not dealing unjustly with my fig tree. Then he gives two reasons. First, that fig tree that gives no profit. And actually, in the second place, that fig tree that does harm when it is standing there yet within that vineyard. That fig tree that cumbers, he says, the ground. Thus, in the first place, it has no profit. There is no fruit from it. It brings nothing forth to my own delight. Yet it continues to drink in the nourishment in that vineyard, to eat the fat and to drink the sweet. But I enjoy nothing of that fig tree. There is really nothing but a waste of my goods. The unfruitful, they are unworthy of the food that we eat and the drink, unworthy of the air that we breathe. That 2 feet of ground that we may still stand upon. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Actually, he says that it does harm even in staying there. And why? It is in my vineyard.
He says, it is taking place in my vineyard. And actually, something else could be put there in my vineyard in its place. I could plant there in that same place a more profitable plant. I could give in its place a fruitful tree, a fruitful tree that does not only take in everything from me, but something that also bears fruit, that gives something forth back to me. So the Lord did unto the Jews. The Lord Jesus says that the kingdom of God that shall be taken from you and given unto a nation bringing forth the fruits thereof. Paul speaks about the Jews. He says that the branches, they were dead. They were broken off. And he says, then I was grafted in. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? So Saul was moved out of his place, that the kingdom may be given to a man that was more righteous than he. The barren fig tree that is sapping the water, the nourishment from that vineyard that could be being used for the other trees within that vineyard. What is such a barren tree within that church of God? The profession that he makes that is so empty, that is actually hypocrisy, that is nothing but deceit. There is nothing but confusion to have such a tree in my vineyard. When they make an outward profession, but when their heart that is not in it. And then that sincere, that seeking soul, that maybe that little child even within the congregation, then he is presenting so much confusion to those little ones. Because you go not in yourselves, and them that are going in you suffer not to enter. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? Congregation, the Lord does not speak here about the world. But he speaks about the visible church. What did the Lord Jesus say? That servant who knew his Lord's will and did not according to that will shall be beaten with many stripes. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, also much shall be required. Oh, the last day of the year, a day of reflection, a day of examination. Is there now fruit in my life? You say, I can't bring that fruit forth of myself. That is so true. There has been a deep fall. That is so true. Congregation, it does not take away for what we are accountable for. Does not take away from what we read here. Does not take away the fact that owner of that vineyard, he still requires that same fruit from each and every one. Congregation, it is toward evening. The day is far spent. The night comes when no man can work.
There are but a few more hours when they were ours that we were looking into death. Then where would we go in this afternoon? Where would we go in this evening hour? It's going to come a time in our life if the Lord does not cut us off in a moment, we're going to be looking at just a few more hours. That we are going to have death staring us in the face. The same as the end of the year that certainly comes in a few more hours. Congregation, is it not time to humble ourselves before God? Is it not time to come upon our knees in our secret chamber? Is it not time to make confession before Him? Is it not time to come into our guilt? Is there not yet a mediator between God and man? Or is He not an high priest that can be touched with the feelings of our infirmities? Was He not sent of the Father into the world that He may redeem those that were under the law? Is there not yet hope, congregation, even when it is a short time left? Oh, does He not call to us in the last hours? Turn ye from your evil ways, for why would ye die, O house of Israel? Who knows? Could be the last warning. There will come a last warning. There will come a last Sabbath day. There will come a last sermon. There will come a last Bible reading. Who knows? Oh, may we have no rest until we may be reconciled with that God whom we must soon meet and give an account unto, reconciled to the triune God through His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. People of the Lord, you say there is no fruit in my life. No, you cannot see that fruit. From your side, there will never be. There is an old man. And that old man, he remains entirely, entirely corrupt. There will never be a single fruit that comes forth out of that old man. And yet, the Lord has engrafted into the living vine. And what does the Lord Himself say concerning the fruit of His church? He says, from Me is thy fruit found. Congregation, never, never can any of us bring forth one good fruit unto God. Blessed are the people that are engrafted into that vine and that receive all the fruits out of that vine. That is everything that the Lord Jesus Himself has wrought that is pleasing in the eyes of His Father, written on the account of His church, and therefore well-pleasing in the sight of God. Oh, may there not be one of us, not a hoof, that is left behind in that great day of days. Amen. O Lord of heaven and of earth, O bless thy word. Bring it in our hearts with power. We have no fruit, and it is a hopeless case with us, O Lord. Because the fountain is corrupt, O convert us unto Thee, and engraft us into that living vine. Then there will be fruit, carried so often on the back of Thy children, and yet a fruit that is pleasing in Thy sight. O Lord, forgive Thou all of our many sins, and grant us protection on the way home. Spare from all accident and danger. Give us thought and meditation on Thy word. And Lord, we may acknowledge Thee that in this afternoon hour, that there are no names which are to be announced, that there have been none from amongst us as a congregation in the year that has gone by, and that have been taken away by the cold hand of death. Oh, that that mercy may also lead us to a true repentance. And yet there are those that mourn among us. Strengthen and comfort them. Bring us safely into the new year with desire in Thy house in the morning hour. For Jesus' sake, amen. Our closing psalter is number 422, the last stanza. Remember, Lord, how frail I am, how few my years. My life is like a cloud that comes and disappears. Has man then lived in vain, who can in death's dark hour escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power? O Lord, recall Thy love, Thy words to David spoken. Sustain us as of yore by covenant oaths unbroken. The last stanza, stanza 8 of Psalter 422.
dark hour, escape the dismal grave with all its ruinous power. Sustain us as of yore by covenant old Son broken.
Receive the blessing of the Lord and go in peace. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Amen. Blessing.